Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to week number 18 edition of the Picket Pigskin Winners here on Aaron Torres Media. I am one of your hosts, Wes Easley, at Loafin' It over there on Twitter. Don't forget to follow the boss at Aaron Torres on Twitter. And don't forget to follow all the websites, AaronTorresOnline.com, where you can find all kinds of great articles leading up to this week 18 NFL action. And what a great week of action it is going to end up being. You got to pay close attention to everything all the way up until to kick off over who's playing, who's not playing. But we like to talk about these things over here on Pick and Pigskin Winners just to get you an idea of what is coming up. But hey, let me make sure everybody knows that if you are a first-time user to DraftKings Sportsbook, all you got to do is make a $5 moneyline bet on any team, pro or college, and if that team wins on the moneyline, you get an automatic $200 in free bets via our partners over there at DraftKings. Aaron Torres has brought you an incredible deal with that. That's right. One $5 moneyline bet, and if you hit, you win $200 in free cash. Here's how it works. You're going to end up clicking the link in our podcast show description, sign up for a new account with DraftKings Sportsbook, and make your very first deposit. Make a $5 bet on any team, and if your team wins that moneyline bet, you get $200. Thanks to our friends over there at DraftKings. It's the best offer going in sports today, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll have more details on that at the end of the show. I'm bringing back with me, again, the daddy of the Baby Bowl this week, simply because I am so excited to have the Baby Bowl playoffs right at my fingertips. The NFL playoffs are right here, right now, getting ready to commence, I want to say, in week number 18, Rob, because there's a lot of playoff implications that are on the line in week number 18, which leads us right into those Baby Bowl playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks for having me on again, Wes. It's awesome to get to talk to you again.
Yeah, no problem. You can check out the pinned tweet that Rob has on his Twitter handle, at Norton0723 on Twitter, and you can find out ways to join the Baby Bowl, which is really an interesting contest because it's a player elimination contest. Am I saying that right, Rob?
Yeah. Ultimately, player elimination, or some people call it like a one-time or one-and-done style league. So basically, you know, the concept is that each week you get to pick any lineup that you want. The stipulation just is that once you choose a player, you cannot choose that player again for the rest of the playoffs. So there's definitely some strategy that goes into it. Obviously, with teams getting eliminated and players getting eliminated, you kind of got to pick your spots right, especially when we're going against a lot of tough competition. You know, you got a lot of good analysts in there and some good minds. So It's definitely fun, and we're hoping to definitely get over 100, and you know, we're on our way right now, so we'll see where we get to.
Yeah, you already told me we're at like 110 right now, something like that. We're trying to get it to 200. There's some participants who want it to be at 1,000, so I don't know if Aaron Torres can be able to help out with that or not, but I know he is a busy guy with all the college basketball and everything that he's doing right now, the college football playoffs. And Rob, there's a very rooting interest that I have coming up on Monday where my Alabama Crimson Tide are taking on those bad guys in Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs, and that is a very interesting game. I thought earlier in this week that actually Georgia opened up at like minus 2.5 point favorites, and I was scratching my head thinking, what in the world is that for? And I know that DraftKings Sportsbook has got a little rooting interest in wanting to make some money, so I think that is the reason why. But what do you think about this college football game coming up this Monday?
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I hadn't checked the lines, so I would have just expected Alabama to be the favorite, considering they were the one seed and everything. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting, though. I was talking to my wife about it, you know, when the semifinal games were going on, and the fact that, you know, both SEC teams made it to the finals and to the championship game. And I told her, I was like, you know, this is why that when people talk about the difference between SEC and the rest, you know, it's hard to really, you know, a lot of people around where I live, you know, near Cleveland, big Ohio State fans, a lot of people take a lot of offense to the fact that Big Ten is seen as a little bit slightly lesser than SEC. But I mean, other than Ohio State and then Michigan recently and Michigan way in the past, but it's really hasn't been any real comparison. I mean, a lot of the best teams are clearly in the SEC, and when we see it again this year.
Yeah, it's the NFL minor league system is what I believe that it is what the SEC is. Yeah. And speaking of that, we got two quarterbacks that will be facing off, I want to say, on Saturday afternoon. And this game doesn't have a lot of playoff implications in it at all, I don't believe. Dallas and Philadelphia, of course, we got Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts playing in this game. This game total started out at 44.5. It's dropped down to 43.5. Dallas was favored by 3.5. Now Dallas is favored by 5 with our partners over there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Rob, this one, I don't know what to think about it, if people are going to rest. It's got some game implications. It really is going to come down to right there at kickoff. I know Dallas wants to go in with a fury. They haven't been playing that well, though. To me, Philadelphia is the better team on this one. It's going to be a hard game to pick. But for me, I know last week I finished I finished 13-8 and everything I said. You finished 13-10. So I'm being really careful with my words because I want to make sure that I get above 500 again this last week for all our pick and pigskin winner fans out there. I'm going to say that Dallas is going to end up winning this game and covering the point spread, or, you know, that it's 5 right now. I take it back. I'll take Philadelphia at home.
I know it's so tough, especially a lot of these games are going to be so tough because you just don't know who's going to rest guys, how much are they going to rest guys, you know, because Philadelphia, you know, they don't have a lot to play for. I don't think Jordan Howard, mm-hmm. Boston Scott, I think both of them were placed on the COVID list earlier in the week. So it'll be interesting to see if they get off the COVID list or not. And not that the a couple of backup running backs are really going to move the line or anything, but it's interesting to see if they're going to actually play people. I would think that Dallas has a little bit more incentive to play, so I kind of just lean that I'm gonna pick Dallas and for them to cover. Just simply, I think they have a little bit more to play for.
Okay, I can see that. And if there's a bunch of backups in there, you guys just remember, play the under in the first half. If there's a bunch of backups, unless, of course, that backup's name is Gardner Minshew, then you take the over and the mustache is what you do. Kansas City is traveling to Denver, which is something I'm sure that they don't want to do, but they are going to have to do it anyway. 83% of the money is coming in for Kansas City to cover the spread. And let me tell you, this game's total started out at 43.5. The game total is now at 45. Kansas City was favored by 3.5. Kansas City is now favored by 10.5 points. Woo! That's a big jump. That's something right there. 99% of the people are taking Kansas City on the money line. So if you want to take advantage of that $5 equals $200 bet, looks like Kansas City is the smart play here if you're going to go along with everybody else. I don't know who that 1% is. Who do you think that 1%? That 1% is our buddy Jacob, is what that is, Rob. You know it?
I think so. I think it's probably Jacob. I think isn't it Linda? Linda Lyons.
Oh, Linda Lyons is doing it.
I think she's a Bronco fan too. So they're probably out there on the 1%. But
you can tell Jake that I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs as well. Don't tell Linda though. Linda will yell at me in a heartbeat, is what Linda will do. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Kansas City to cover the 10.5. I just don't know what Denver has to play for. I don't know that they're going to want to play. And I think Kansas City does have some home field advantage implications coming up here in the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. I'm right there with you. Kansas City, they need a little help, but obviously they're not going to know that when they play their game on Saturday, because I think they need the Tennessee to lose is the other thing they need. But, mm-hmm. You know, Tennessee doesn't play till Sunday. So Kansas City's got to take care of business first. And I expect them to win easily, especially against Drew Lock.
The quarterbacks playing in the Green Bay and Detroit game are undecided. Both of them are undecided. I guess they are brothers. I don't know what that is. But this point total started out at 46.5. It has dropped down to 45. The Green Bay Packers were favored by 11, but now DraftKings Sportsbook, I guess, does not anticipate Aaron Rodgers playing because now Green Bay is only favored by 3.5 points. I don't know that Green Bay has anything to play for. I think they open up a big lead. They may end up losing this game at the end. I'd rather stay away from this one personally, but I will take Detroit in Detroit to finish the season with a fury and cover that 3.5 points.
Yep, I'm right there with you. You can tell that Detroit, you know, they want to play hard for Dan Campbell. It seems like they've played competitive all year, at least for a team that's lost so much. And like you said, Green Bay really has nothing to play for. I'm pretty sure they locked up home field already. Yep. And everything. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you, I expect Jordan Love to play. I expect Patrick Taylor to be a running back. I expect a bunch of backups in for Green Bay. I expect Detroit to play hard at home. And I'm going to take the Lions. I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, I think the head coach for Detroit's going to buy everybody a Cafe Lotta Mocha from Starbucks and if they win the game. So I think he's going to take the whole team out to Starbucks if they win the game. Chicago at Minnesota. This is the final game for my Chicago Bears this week, and Matt Nagy's final game possibly. And also, whatever the coach for Minnesota's name is. What's his name?
Mike Zimmer.
I think it's Mike Zimmer's last game too, maybe, for Minnesota. I don't know, but there's a couple of hot seats over there in Chicago and Minnesota. Minnesota, let me tell you this, was favored by 5.5 to start the week. DraftKings Sportsbook now has them still favored by 5.5. This game total started out at 45.5. It's dropped down to 44. I think this is going to be a light 'em up, shoot 'em up kind of a game. Both defenses have to be encouraged to play defense in this one, and I don't think that they will be. I really don't. I want to take the over in this game more than anything else, but you know who I'm going to play for? Chicago. I think I'm going to take Chicago in this one. I know Minnesota is favored by 5.5, but other than Kirk Cousins wanting to prove the world wrong because of the vaccination status scenario that he has in his life, I don't know that Minnesota has anybody else that wants to play the game. And I don't think they want to play the game for Zimmer. I'm not sure that they want to play the game for Cousins, but I think that Chicago actually has some players playing for something, and Andy Dalton maybe playing for a playoff or a starting position next year as quarterback. Don't hold me to that, but I think he thinks he can. And I think you got Darnell Mooney trying real hard. I think David Montgomery wants to go out on a high note. I just like the Bears team a lot better than I like Minnesota, so I'm going to take the Bears.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me. If Minnesota had something to play for, I'd feel a lot better about taking them. But like you said, they don't really have anything to play for. I think I'm going to take Minnesota in this one. And I am going to agree with you taking the over, though. I don't think either defense is really going to be able to stop the other one, especially if a lot of the starters end up playing, like if Jefferson's in there, if Dalvin's in there, even if Madison's in there. Madison's shown he can get the job done as well. And then on the other side, if you know, it doesn't, I don't know if Fields is going to end up playing or not, but like you said, Dalton has something to play for, maybe get a contract somewhere else. And Mooney been playing well, and Montgomery. So, you know, all the main pieces on offense seem like they have things to play for or want to play. And I expect them to be able to move the ball a lot on both sides. So I'm going to take the over, and I think I'm still going to take Minnesota, though.
Well, Rob, I don't say this often to you, but you're wrong. Okay, you're wrong on that one right there, bud. New England at Miami. We got a whole Alabama reunion game right here is what we got. We got Mac Jones. We got Tua Tagovailoa. We got Jalen Waddle. We got Damian Harris here. Like I said, the SEC is a NFL minor league system is what it is. This game total started out at 39.5. It is still at 39.5. But New England was favored by 2.5. Now New England is favored by 6 because they have a little bit of something to play for. But I think that Miami has a little something to play for as well, and that's called pride. And this team does not want to go out this way, but I just don't think that they have the talent, the opportunity. It's a tough one because I think New England could be looking forward to playing in the playoffs while Miami might be looking forward to a vacation. I see the trend in this one. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the trend, and what DraftKings Sportsbook has done is given New England 4 more points, minus 6. I'll give New England 10 points in this one. I think New England wins and covers the spread.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think you broke it down pretty good, and I'm gonna take New England, and I'm gonna take the over actually. I think Tua can move the ball a little bit. He's been struggling a little bit lately, but Jalen Waddle has been awesome this year as a rookie, and they're getting healthier on offense, and I do think they'll be able to score a little bit, even though the Patriots defense is good and Belichick is really good at scheming to stop opposing offenses and things like that. But I do think it's going to go over, and I'm going to take the Patriots.
Rob, I know you play basketball. Do you play softball at all?
No. It's something that my wife and I have talked about getting into, but we haven't gotten into any yet.
I play softball. I was actually a pitcher in softball, and that's true. I saw slow pitch softball, church league kind of stuff. And I was a pitcher, and I was dumb enough to stand in front of the, you know, big old metal bat with a big old yellow ball come flying at my head. I skipped it the last two years. We got shut down because of COVID, and then last year they wanted me to join, but I just didn't join because I think I'm getting too old to do it. But right now I'm going to pitch softball to you because we have Indianapolis heading to Jacksonville to play them. Now, Indianapolis is, if they win, they're in. If they win, they're in. And 94% of the money line is coming in on Indianapolis. So this is probably one of those good $5 equals $200 bets right here. This game total started out at 44.5. Now this game total has dropped to 44. Indianapolis was favored by 9.5, but now they are favored by 15.5 points, Rob. I am lobbing the softball to you. I know you think Indianapolis is going to win outright, but do you think that they will be able to cover the 15.5 point spread?
Yes.
Wow.
I do. I just think that Jacksonville is ready to get out of here and finish the season off. This has been a rough season for them. And Indianapolis is a win in situation. So they're going to, I expect them to leave no doubts at all. And I expect Jonathan Taylor to, he might rush for 300 in this one. So
300 would be very, very special. I don't think your son agrees with you on that one, but that's okay. I'm going to take Indianapolis as well because I do like the win and you're in scenario that they are in, and I agree with you completely. Jacksonville's bags are packed and they're on the boat. We got New York Jets going to Buffalo. Buffalo has severe playoff implications as well. This game total started out at 45.5. Now this game total has dropped to 41.5. Buffalo was favored by 17. Now Buffalo is favored by 16. I've seen Buffalo lay a lot of stinkers along the way. New York is playing very good football. I say for New York standards, for the Jets standards, they're playing good football. I don't know that they're playing good football NFL standards, but they've been very, very competitive. I think they're going to keep this within the 16. I'll take New York Jets on this one, and probably the weather implications has got this down to 41.5, but I'll take the Jets. I'm going to leave that total alone.
Yeah, this is another interesting one because, you know, the Jets have been rough, but they've been playing a little bit better. Like you said, recently they've been playing more competitive. They battled with Tampa all the way to the end last week. So I like taking the Jets actually in this one, especially because I don't think Buffalo has a whole lot to play for. They're already kind of locked into where they're going to be. So I wouldn't be surprised if they rest up a little bit. They have a little bit of seeding implications, but I just think the Jets are going to be able to cover that 16, and I don't really want to touch the total either, weather implications and all.
You know what I'm sniffing? Is a Mitch Trubisky second half game. That's what I'm sniffing in this one. I can't wait to see Mitch Trubisky running around out there on the field. All right, Carolina at Tampa Bay. I don't care what Bruce Arians says. Tampa Bay is not going to play these players. I just can't see him playing for very long, if at all, in this one. They got to rest up. They got a lot of injuries in that whole team. COVID and things going. Just put them in bubble wrap and sit them on the sidelines. This game total started out at 43.5. It's dropped down to 41.5. The Tampa Bay was favored by 16, and now Tampa Bay is favored by 8. So I think that this is it. I'm going to take Carolina. I said it. I did it. I'm going to take Carolina and the points in this one just because I don't think that people are going to play. If people play, then maybe I'm going to be completely wrong, but I'll take Carolina right now on a Thursday afternoon. I will take Carolina Make sure you check those scores over on DraftKings Sportsbook or those lines before you actually place that wager. Go ahead, Rob.
Yep, I'm kind of right there with you. I do kind of think that they're going to play Mike Evans just enough to get him that 1,000 yards. So that way he can break Randy Moss's record for 1,000 yard seasons in a row or whatever to start the career. And so I do think he's gonna get that, but I do think they're going to kind of make that an emphasis a little bit early if they can, and kind of get their guys out of there and rest them up. Cause it's not like Brady and those guys really need to tune up there. They just want to get as healthy as possible heading into the playoffs. So I'm going to take Carolina, and with the point total, I think I'll just take the under actually.
Yeah, the under does sound good, because they're going to be trying to get off the field as soon as they possibly can. So they're just going to run. Le'Veon Bell with 20 touches before the end of the game. Tennessee at Houston. Tennessee was favored by 10 to start the week, and now they're favored by 10 still. And Houston, the game total was 44. Now the game total is 42.5, Rob. What do you think about this one going into, I guess this is going to be a Sunday game?
Yeah, it's interesting. Tennessee has a lot to play for, win and they get the bye. So I do think they can win, pretty handily. Although Tennessee's been just an interesting team where they've had such great wins throughout the year, and then they've had some rough losses. So they've really been a Jekyll and Hyde type team. But I do think that this week, when it comes down to it, they're going to come out and take care of business. I'm going to take Tennessee. I'm going to take the over, because actually Davis Mills been playing pretty solid for as bad as people kind of mocked him early on in the year. But he's bounced back, played pretty solid. They're playing at Houston in a dome, so the weather is not going to be a factor. Tennessee's defense isn't really that strong, so I expect both teams to be able to put up some points. So I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take Tennessee.
Well, Rob Norton at the daddy of the baby bowl is what you are, at Norton0723 over there on Twitter. I am going to agree with you all the way through. I'm taking Tennessee. I'm taking the over. They're going to want to lock this thing up a little bit, and I could see them just really getting down to business somewhere in the fourth quarter and really trying to win this game. 10 points doesn't seem like too much to me for a team on a mission like Tennessee is to win the Super Bowl this year when they get Derrick Henry back. Whoop, I'm on the Derrick Henry train. You know I am. And Julio Jones, too. They got to win a ring for Julio. Ring for Julio. That's going to be the mantra over in Tennessee and down here in the South. Good job, Rob Norton. That's a good pick by you. Hey, don't forget to follow me over there on Twitter, at Lofanet on Twitter, and also follow Aaron Torres as well. And don't forget to check out AaronTorresOnline.com, where you got all kinds of articles. You can also find a way to get a link to be a subscriber over to the DFS Flash podcast, our sister podcast that my buddy JB Berry does over there on all those platforms, Google, on Apple, iTunes, all that stuff. He does that. Make sure you subscribe not only to that one, but also to Pick a Pigskin Winners and to Aaron Torres's podcast as well. Breaks down all kinds of information that is going on in the sports world. Really interesting. Rob, if you have not been a subscriber to Aaron Torres' podcast, you should be. He's very opinionated, but the opinions are very strongly based upon, I don't know, just the headlines that are going on. I love the way he talks about things. Very good podcast Aaron Torres has over there on Aaron Torres Media. Washington is at the New York Giants. The New York Giants were favored by 2 points earlier in this week, and now the Washington football team is favored by 7, Rob. So this is kind of one of those games that's crossed. The game total started out at 40.5, and now it's dropped down to 37.5. Rob, I cannot pick the Giants any which way whatsoever at any time. Jake Fromm is the starting quarterback. Washington's not going to go out like this. I wish this game total wasn't 7. I wish I'd have grabbed this Washington at the beginning of the week whenever they weren't favored at all. I still am going to take Washington, because I don't think that the New York Giants have scored 7 points in a month. So I'm going to take Washington.
Yeah, I wish I would have been able to grab that early in the week, too. That's crazy to me that the Giants opened as favorites. I don't care if they're home, away, wherever they're playing. I mean, they've been so rough. I think last week they said they had negative 10 passing yards in the game. I think it was so, and that was with Mike Glennon, who was ahead of Jake Fromm. I mean, this is just it's brutal for the Giants right now. So, yeah, I'm the same way. I can't take the Giants any way, shape, or form. That 37.5 is so low, and it makes me want to take the over, but I also just think back to how they had negative 10 passing yards, and I just don't know if they're going to be able to put up enough for Washington to combine with them to get the over. So I think I might just leave that game total alone and take Washington.
I took the under. You talked me into it. I took the under, and after I said the 7 and threw it over to you, I sat there and went, 37.5, that's too many points. We're going under. I really like the first half unders in a lot of places like that, too, more so than the entire game under. New Orleans at Atlanta. New Orleans has some playoff implications here. They still have a shot. Atlanta does not have a shot whatsoever. This game total started at 48. It's dropped down to 39.5. Excuse me? I mean, just what? That's a big total to drop down there. I'm double checking everything to make sure I said that right, and I did. I said it right. Atlanta was favored by 1.5 at the beginning of the week. DraftKings Sportsbooks now has New Orleans favored by 3.5. I'm going to take New Orleans. I'm going to take New Orleans. I'm taking New Orleans. I'm not even thinking hard about it. That's just simple. That's it. That's simple.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same spot. That's another one where I'm surprised that Atlanta opened as the favorite with nothing to play for. It'll be interesting to see if, like, Kyle Pitts plays and things like that. I know a lot of projection sites for DraftKings and things have Hayden Hurst is kind of seeing more work than usual. So I don't know, you know, who's going to play and who's not. And kind of for that reason, I'm going to take the Saints. And I think I would take the over. You know, Saints have been pretty good on defense. But I think if Matt Ryan does at least play somewhat, he can still move it on them through the air. They've been better, you know, against the running game, which Atlanta hasn't been strong running team anyways. So I do think they can move it through the air a little bit. And then I do think that New Orleans is going to score a decent amount on Atlanta's defense. So I'll take the over, and I'll take it New Orleans.
I'll tell you what, I kind of want to stay away from this game because I was just sitting here thinking about this. This could be Matt Ryan's last game as an Atlanta Falcon quarterback. I mean, really, seriously, it could.
Yeah.
He'd get traded. He could retire. There's a lot of things that they can want to move on from him, possibly. So maybe that's why it opened up that way. And now the public side has gone up to pushing it over to New Orleans being favored by 3.5. I do like the over. It's always an over whenever I think a quarterback is on their way out that they like to light it up. And I don't know, it's just the narrative that usually ends up happening. Speaking about quarterbacks on their way out, Pittsburgh is traveling to Baltimore. Right now, this game total started out at 42. Now it's dropped down to 41.5. Baltimore was favored by 6. Now Baltimore is favored by 4. We don't know who the quarterback for Baltimore is going to be. I would want to say it is not going to be Lamar Jackson, though I do not believe in this one. This is going to be Ben Roethlisberger's probably last game in Pittsburgh. According to Antonio Brown, he might be playing for somebody else next year. I don't know. But I'm going to take Deontay Johnson is on the COVID list. I think he'll be able to get off of that before the game starts. I like Pittsburgh in this one. I'm just going to go ahead and just take Pittsburgh because they're getting points. That's what I'm going to keep it simple. But man, I just thought about Baltimore's quarterback being able to pick apart Pittsburgh's defense too. I'll take Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's interesting one. Another interesting one for sure. I do think it's going to be Tyler Huntley that starts.
Yeah.
I actually saw some pretty good stats on him in terms of like adjusted passer rates and adjusted completion percentage over expected, things like that. And he was actually much higher than people would realize. So I actually do kind of like Baltimore in this one, whether Lamar plays or not. Ben, you know, in his final game this past week at home, you could tell they were, you know, letting him sling it around a little bit, but he was rough. I mean, he was throwing basically at the line of scrimmage almost every play, it seemed like. And then other than that, he was just taking Hail Mary shots down the sideline, hoping Claypool or someone would go up and get it. But yeah, so I do think they're going to still throw a lot, just considering it's Ben's last game. So which that always helps more plays with you know, every incompletion stops the clock. So I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take Baltimore.
Okay. I'm going to leave the point total alone, but I like what you're saying there. And that's one of the reasons I do like Pittsburgh, is because that secondary is so bad in Baltimore. And I think that, like you said, they're going to throw a rock around a whole bunch. I like Baltimore's run defense in there, and I think that's what's kept them in a lot of games. But once again, it comes down to the desire and the want to play defense. And I don't know that you want to play run defense anymore in the NFL whenever you're out of it. You know, week 18, when you have no playoff implications, it's kind of like, hey, do whatever you want, man. I don't care. You can run the ball all day long, Najee. Don't put that stiff arm on me, though. That's what I know. And Tyler Huntley, Baltimore Ravens are a very interesting spot because Lamar Jackson is worth a lot of draft capital. You know what I mean? Like, he's worth a lot. And Tyler Huntley has proved that he can play quarterback in this league, period. Bar none, I think he could play in this league. He passes the eyeball test. He passes the stat test. I would suggest to Baltimore to trade Lamar Jackson. Trade him. You got something very special in Huntley, and he's better than Lamar Jackson. And I'm not scared to say it.
Yeah, that's bold. That's definitely bold. They could definitely get a lot for Lamar, I'm sure. I don't see them doing it. It would be very interesting, though. I would love to see kind of like what they would get. And, you know, like you said, I do think Huntley can play, though. So, you know, it would be really, really, really interesting to see what their team could look like if they got a big haul for Lamar and turned it over to Huntley and see what they went from there.
Yeah, I will see what ends up happening, but that's what I would do, especially if I was playing Madden or something like that. That's what I would do. Cincinnati at Cleveland. We have the undecided brothers playing quarterback again in this one. I think that we know that Case Keenum will probably be playing for Cleveland. Cincinnati's backup is going to be in there. It's not going to be Joe Burrow. This game total started out at 46. Now it's dropped down to 38. Cleveland was favored by 1. Now Cleveland is favored by 6. I'll take Cleveland at home to rally around my man, Case Keenum. Case Keenum, I think, is going to be able to do it. I wish they had a healthy running back or two. I think all of them aren't healthy, and I don't know that anybody's going to play for Cleveland except Donovan Peoples-Jones and Case Keenum hooking up on some long bombs against Cincinnati's secondary. That's who I'm going to take, Rob, and you can't talk me out of it. But personally, pick a pigskin winner family, I would just say stay away from this one.
Yeah, it's another one where there's not much to play for. Both teams are, you know, have their fates decided. Both teams are going to be playing a lot of backups. I do like Cleveland's backups better. I think they have more depth, at least on paper. I like Case Keenum. I think he's one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Cleveland, and I don't really want to touch the game total, though.
This game is important to me, Rob. This next one, Seattle at Arizona. I've been hanging my hat on it all year long. I said Arizona was a great play to win this division earlier in the year. I thought that they had it before the season even started. I think it was plus 3,500, plus 6,500. I can't keep the number straight, but it was a lot. So it was a really good wager, I think. And Seattle right now, this game total started out at 46. Now it's up to 48. Arizona was favored by 5, and now Arizona is favored by 7. Seattle is the only thing stopping Arizona from winning that division crown. I don't think that they're going to be able to do it. I think Arizona wants to win that division. But I'll say this, Arizona has been playing so much better on the road, so I don't know why they would want that home field advantage. But I think they're going to go after it, and I think they're going to get it. And I think Seattle is going to be – they shot their wad last weekend.
Yeah, I agree. Everyone, you know, that knows me knows that I've been a huge, huge Kyler Murray fan for a while now. I just love that offense. I love how exciting that team is. They have some good playmakers on defense, too. I think, they've been an up-and-coming team for a couple of years now. DeAndre Hopkins being out, you know, doesn't help, obviously. But Antoine Wesley stepped up for the Cardinals. Over the past couple of weeks, Antoine Wesley.
A. Wesley on DraftKings. You see that, how it says it? A. Wesley? Boy, I love it whenever I see that. And then, yes, he has been doing really, really well.
I like them to win the game and win the division. You know, this game should definitely be a high-scoring game. It's definitely by far the highest, combined total on the slate. And I do think it's going to go over. Seattle's defense has been rough. I mean, we saw Detroit put up 29 on them last week. And then Arizona's a super fast-paced team, one of the fastest-paced teams in the league, one of the highest-scoring offenses. So I expect Russell Wilson to be able to do a little bit, score a little bit against Arizona. But I ultimately think Arizona's going to win pretty handily, and it's going to go over.
All right. And that's the reason why I don't like the over or the under, because if Arizona does get out to a big lead, I don't think Russell finished the game. They'll just say, take it over, Geno. You know,
That's true.
That's what I look at in that one. But I understand your theory behind it as well, because if it is the last game of Russell Wilson, he's not going to want to go out that way. So he might be fighting until the end. And maybe Pete Carroll's last game, too, there in Seattle. Very interesting this last week of the NFL. And, of course, interesting that Monday following. I think it's called Black Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe that's Black Monday in the NBA. I don't know. San Francisco at the Rams. Woo-wee. This has got they both need to win. They both want to win. Right now, we don't know who the quarterback is for San Francisco, which makes it a little bit unusual. 44.5 was the point total is what it started out at. It's still at 44.5. The Rams were favored by 6. Now the Rams, by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, are only favored by 4.5 points on this one. I think... Rob, I think San Francisco is playing better football than the Rams are right now. And so I want to take San Francisco because I'm getting points.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, kind of in a situation like that where if you're kind of undecided on which team to take the points. And, you know, it's always tough because Stafford started out the year playing on fire. And he's kind of slowed down a bit. I don't know if he's been a little banged up or what's going on, but you know, even on the other side, Jimmy G is banged up, and it seems like he's been practicing all week. So it's kind of trending like he's going to play. I mean, if I was the coach, I'd be playing Trey Lance, even though he does look a little raw, but he brings you that extra aspect with the legs. Yeah, I don't know. I've always kind of liked the Rams more than most people. I just think they have one of the better defenses on paper. They have one of the more explosive offenses on paper, one of the more inventive play callers. So I think I'm going to take the Rams and take the over, just because I do think San Francisco also, their defense isn't as good as it used to be. And I think their offense is really good when healthy. So they have a lot of, you know, all their playmakers seem to be healthy right now, so I expect them to put up some points as well.
You'll take you put Trey Lance in there. Of course you would, because you're a DraftKings expert, and you like that rushing upside by quarterbacks, just so your little DraftKings lineups can score a little bit more. Make sure you check out at Norton0723 over there on Twitter for all of his DraftKings expert advice. If you have any questions, you can always send him a message over there on Twitter as well, and he'll be happy to answer. Does a lot of great interaction with a lot of people over there. The daddy of the Baby Bowl. Rob, I can't say how thankful I am to be a part of the Baby Bowl, not only the podcast that we've been doing over the last couple of years, but also just participating in there. It's a good group of guys and gals. Okay, good group of people. How about that? In the Baby Bowl, and we really have become kind of united and kind of a family, and this thing is really neat to watch it grow as much as it has been. And so I hope the Aaron Torres community as well jumps in on the Baby Bowl playoff edition, that they can find a link over to that on your Twitter handle at Norton0723 over there. It's been a great experience.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I second everything you said there. It's been awesome. I've been so appreciative of everyone. You know, I thank you so much too for, you know, hosting every week and having me on. It's been so much fun getting to talk to you every week and, you know, talk Baby Ball, just talk life in general, talk things like that, and get to know, you know, a new person each week that's joined the Baby Bowl, get to kind of, you know, see how they learned about it, you know, a little bit of background about them and, you know, what their interests are and things like that. And just getting to know all the different people. And like you said, in that group chat and everything, we have a ton of people who are really, really active and really, really enjoy it. So it's been awesome.
So you're the daddy. I guess can I be an uncle, like a distant uncle or cousin?
Oh, for sure. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Hey, this last game is going to have huge implications. We both expect Indianapolis to win in Jacksonville, so this will be a win and they're in contest against the Los Angeles Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders, which is really interesting to see. That's why I think the playoffs kind of start this week, because LA and LV, they'll both be playing for some kind of contention here for the second part of the season in the playoffs. Look, Los Angeles was favored by 2.5 to start the week. Now they're favored by 3. Las Vegas 48.5 point game total is what this game total started out. 49.5 now is what DraftKings Sportsbook has it as, Rob. I'm reading the headlines. I'm looking at things. I may be reading some narratives that I shouldn't be reading, but I'm looking at the tea leaves, and I'm thinking Las Vegas is a team of destiny. If they've held in check this entire season after all they've been through, and now they're playing for, you know, John Madden's reputation, his legacy over there in Las Vegas. I think that this has a Las Vegas victory written all over it. I don't know how far deep they'll go into the playoffs when they make it there, but I'm going to take Las Vegas. They're getting points. They're at home. Give it to me. I'm going to say under, though, because I think both teams will be a little bit tight, and Justin Herbert has kind of disappointed me a little bit, and this game total is almost at 50, and I think that as the season's gone on, game totals have kind of gone under the game totals that they've been in the past.
Yeah, this is a really, really interesting one. I'm not sure if you heard, you've seen on Twitter a lot of the people talking about if Indianapolis loses, mm-hmm. if Jacksonville somehow pulls it off against Indianapolis, the whole thing about Los Angeles and Las Vegas could tie and both get in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they would do. I mean, I don't think they would do it, but all the talk about where both teams could just kneel every play and then both teams would guarantee getting the playoffs. I don't think they would do that. I do think Los Angeles would be the one more likely to do it just because they're more analytically driven. But I just don't see teams doing that. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think Roger Goodell would come walking out of one of the locker rooms onto the field just like Jim McMahon does. Is that his name? Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon does in that GIF where he just comes walking out of there like a boss and he starts sending everybody off the field. I don't know what he would do, but there's no way that they'd let that product happen like that. And the NFL would never. I understand. That sounds like one of those crazy Twitter conspiracies, Rob. I'm not buying into it.
I know. And that the funny thing is, though, to me that – yeah, I do think Goodell would be pretty steamed up about it. At the same time, though, it'd be I do think it would be almost one of the most interesting things to ever occur in the history. I mean, it would be for the people there watching the game, it would probably be one of the most boring things to ever happen. But to everyone else, something like that has never ever really happened in the league before, and for to see that happen, it would just be such a crazy storyline. But realistically, I don't even think that's going to even be a shot. I like I said before, when we talked about Indianapolis and Jacksonville, I think Indianapolis is going to take care of business. So I don't even think it's going to happen. But I've always had a thing for the Chargers for so long, back to the Tom LT days. So, but they've always been a team that kind of like they seem like they're going to be great, and then they disappoint, and they just seem to do that over and over again. But I don't know. I don't learn my lessons, I guess. So I'm going to take the Chargers in this one. I just think they're a really good and talented team through and through on both sides of the ball. And I think the Raiders have been through so much, and this is definitely one of the more intriguing games to watch, though. I'm glad it's a primetime game.
It's the baby blue uniforms. Everybody loves the baby blue uniforms. You know, that's what it is. It's a lightning bolt on the side. It hypnotizes us to some degree. Rob, you did a great job. I hope I beat you again this week in pick and pick skin winners. Last week, we were both over the 500 threshold, which is always a good thing. I think we're going to be able to do that again here on Aaron Torres Media. Make sure you check out Rob Norton over on Twitter at Norton0723. Make sure you lock up, DM him, and put your name in the hat for the Baby Bowl Playoff Edition. Rob, it's been great having you on the podcast the last couple of weeks. I always wanted to get more people involved in the Baby Bowl playoffs, so I appreciate you making time for that.
Yeah, definitely, and thank you so much for having me on. It was definitely a blast, and I'm willing anytime.
I know you are. You're always a glutton for punishment. Hey, don't forget to follow me as well over on Twitter, at Loafinet on Twitter. And don't forget to follow Aaron Torres himself. And make sure you check out AaronTorresOnline.com with all those different articles, all those different podcasts that we have going on over there. But more importantly than all those other actions, everybody, we always want to encourage you to find a way to make a positive impact in somebody's life today. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Wyoming, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia, 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, or call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789 over there in Tennessee. You got to be 21 or over to place your first-time wager in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming. Only $5 minimum bet.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.